The following program was previously recorded.
Community Spotlight on Z102.9.
We'll take the morning to learn about neighborhood centers of Johnson County, and the perfect person to talk on their behalf, the Development and Communications Director, Chastity Dillard, in studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. So let's start big and work our way down to what you have to talk about today. What is neighborhood centers of Johnson County?
So neighborhood centers has been part of this community and the Johnson County community for well over 50 years. We work hand in hand with neighbors to create safe, welcoming spaces where people can connect, learn, and access supports. We do this in four main areas: early childhood education, youth programs, family support, and community engagement. And community engagement ties everyone together because our goal is to connect neighbors with each other. And we primarily serve Iowa City, Coralville, North Liberty Hills.
Are you working then primarily with families in particular neighborhoods, geographically speaking, or how to those who need your services? How do they find you?
Word of mouth is huge with us. So neighborhood centers, we started in the Pheasant Ridge neighborhood in Iowa City, and we spread our support in that area. We're also in the Broadway neighborhood of Iowa City, and now a new neighborhood, Towncrest. We're about to open our new building in a few months here. So we work neighborhood based in those areas, but we also are in schools with after school programs. We have worked in mobile home parks. We put on tons of community engagement events all throughout the year. One that's really known is National Night Out that we've partnered with in that area, and also our End of Summer Jam, which is a celebration to send kids back to school. We are throughout the community. We do family support, and our family support workers work really closely with families throughout the neighborhoods and the community to give them the tools and resources they need most.
So you've got systems in place, and then you just referenced a minute ago, you actually have physical spaces as well.
Mm-hmm.
Why does that web work so well together? Why is that your approach with your programming?
It's so important for people to connect. And when you are able to connect in a neighborhood base, it's just going to make you feel more happy and more connected in that way. We have chosen neighborhoods that are predominantly low income. We have a huge population of immigrant and refugee families, people that are newcomers. Maybe they are Americans, but they're from major cities surrounding Iowa and have moved here. And they just need a way to be welcomed into a new area. When people have access to resources and support in that way, they are able to thrive better. Our goal is always to work ourselves out of a job because we want people to connect with one another and move forward in this community.
The key term I'm hearing really is stability.
Yes.
Give me a picture of an Iowa City that doesn't have you.
One of the things that I think is wonderful about neighborhood centers is we often have newcomers walk into our building. We're often the first welcoming face. Not only do we provide services, but we also refer services. So if there wasn't a neighborhood centers of Johnson County, we wouldn't have that first welcoming face from my perspective. Now, there are so many amazing services in this community, and we all work collectively together, but especially in our Pheasant Ridge and Broadway neighborhoods, and even the new Towncrest neighborhood, people tend to move into those areas because they are low income. And so they're going to walk up and down the street, and they're going to see neighborhood centers, and they're going to find smiling faces. There's going to be people who walk in and are like, I'm looking for childcare or an early childhood program for their families. We're going to be able to take them in. Our early childhood programs are the best in the area. We are NACE accredited, which is the National Association for the Education of the Young Child. Only 6% of the nation has that accreditation, and we're also credited in with that for the Iowa Quality for Kids. We really feel strongly about supporting people with high quality early childhood education and supporting them in that area. And on top of that, as I mentioned, we have our family support program, which is credentialed. And if families need that support with kids birth through five, learning new things. For instance, if a family doesn't understand why you need a car seat, we can help them install it. They need referrals on how to get their kids enrolled to school. We also support families in different languages. Our family support team speaks, I believe, 7 different languages to support that. And on top of our very diverse staff, that half of it's from the neighborhood, half of them have grown up in our programs.
We want to wrap up with 2 quick questions. One, I know you've got a spring gala coming up, so let's promote that. that. And I presume that's an event that also helps raise some money. So for those who do want to support your services, how can people take part?
So this is our third annual Spring Gala. It's our biggest fundraising event, and it's so much fun. There's so many galas in the area, but what we like to say is it's unique because we're really celebrating the diversity and the culture of the families we serve. This signature event supports all funding for all the youth and families that we serve throughout the year. And we will have food that's the same as the families we serve. Congolese food, we're going to have Sudanese food, we'll have Mexican food, we'll have American food. It's really fun that way. People will come and dressed in styles that support their heritage and or whatever makes them feel best. We'll have music from all around the world. It's going to be a great time. And of course, it's a fundraising event, so we hope that you'll come and want to support in that way too. If you want to learn how to support, go to ncjc.org/gala26.
That gala is April 18th in Coralville, and the website ncjc.org does have information on other ways people can support Neighborhood Centers of Johnson County. All right, Chastity, that's going to wrap up our time. Neighborhood Centers of Johnson County, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.